Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
Morning, Houston. This is Danny Milliken, and you are on Home Show Radio on Sports Radio 610. This show is called Garden Pros. So happy you found us. Oh my gosh, it's so great. So this is a show where we want to help you improve your skill at gardening. We want to help you be a better gardener. We do that by a few different ways. Saturday morning on the show, our best way is by taking your questions, by talking to you live on air. And that number is 713-572-4610. That's what we do. That's who we are. We're here to help. It's called Garden Pros because literally it's a group of garden professionals whose whole goal is to kind of add their knowledge to the ethos, to you, to give it to you, our beloved friends and listeners. So that's what we do, who we are. We kind of consider it a co-op because it's a group of kind of retail destination garden centers, really cool spots that are part of this. And so they are Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. If you haven't been there, it's really great on 11th Street. Nelson Plant Food. I'm sorry, that's not a garden center. Nelson Water Gardens out in Katy. Beautiful place. They're really expanding their nursery element. Definitely worth a visit over there. Warren Southern Gardens up in Kingwood is a really cool spot also. And then we also have our Enchanted Gardens and Enchanted Forest have joined in. So that's kind of really cool stuff. They're in now. So that's a new one that we've got. So that's down Sugarland area. Really, really wonderful space. And then Plants for All Seasons up in Northwest Houston is our last co-op member. And man, all these places are just beautiful spots to go, beautiful places to visit. I got started gardening because I love food. I know all of us love food, right? Got to kind of have food or we die. And, you know, rule number one, don't die. But I got into it because I love food, and I thought that it was really important for people to be more connected to their food. And if they weren't connected to their food, then it's like there's a distance there. There's a gap in their life of connection. Kind of really motivated by that story of the kids who when asked where tomatoes came from, they said the grocery store, and I realized that there was another whole step, a whole industry even behind that. And then I kind of learned some cool things about compost and about soil life, that a lot of times that when we play in the soil, we get a lot of benefit, not just exercise from gardening. So gardening is as good as power walking as exercise goes. So 300 to 500 calories per hour, really awesome situation there. So that's like really good exercise, really quality exercise. Is that we've got kind of that situation going on. Another cool element is that the soil microbes themselves can work with us. I know you guys have all heard about kind of gut biome and brain biome, where our skin, our lungs, our gut, our brain all require kind of a relationship with bacteria, and there's a lot of really good ones in the soil. By gardening, you really build that up also. Those are a few things that really motivate me to garden. Aside from really getting better food out of my garden, I love cut plants. I love cut flowers. All that stuff's really amazing. Really cool news. This is it. Our first show. We are going to 2 hours. Going to 2 hours. So Tom Tynan, Home Show Radio, got a whole hour all together. So we went from me for 1 hour, Tom for 3 hours, and now we have me for 2 hours. Tom for 3 hours. So we gained an hour. So if you got questions for Tom Tynan, he's still around. He just gets to sleep in a little bit later. So his show goes from 9 to 12 now. This is where we talk about gardening. Love to help you out. Again, that number is 713-572-4610. I'm going to take a minute. I mentioned compost, and really we love talking about the soil, and soil life is very important. So in reality, the soil is where the plant's roots live. And the plant's roots really are very important. They're kind of an underrated part of the plant because all of the minerals for the flowers, for the acorns, for the seeds, for the fruit, all come from the soil. And so you want healthy soil. Well, Houston kind of has a problem with clay soil. And man, with with recent situations and heavy rains, even going back past Harvey, heavy rains and floods can really compact the soil. These kind of periods of drought we've had can add to that compaction. And the really only way to do it is by applying Microbial Life. A great product, and really, when it comes down to it, the go-to product for improving compacted soils is MicroLife. They're just traditional product. Their 624 is incredible for overcoming compaction. So it's got all these microbes that go down there, and they dig their little holes. They kind of turn the plates of clay on each other. And while they're doing that, they add over 100 minerals to the soil. So you end up enriching the soil also. It's just a really great kind of across the board for every plant soil aid. So that's MicroLife. Really great thing to put out. Summertime especially. There's this rating called BRICS that rates the complexity of sugar in plants. Grape growers use it. And in summertime, that complexity of sugar dips down because of stress. And so a really important thing to do, well, then that's why you see a bunch of bugs come in. So a really important thing to do is feed your plants, like take care of your plants. So MicroLife is the thing to do to put down there. Mealybugs sometimes are going to be bad on here, and they're really white, fuzzy little bugs. And MicroLife sells a product called molasses, horticultural molasses, and they sell it in a liquid form. And it is really great to put on mealybugs, on aphids, thrips, pretty much anything. And it also improves the actual plant's ability to photosynthesize, which that's a really cool deal. So you get rid of your mealybugs, and the plant now is healthier because it can photosynthesize better. Also, molasses also improves the soil. Anyway, MicroLife has a ton of products. So for more details on their full range of products, places to purchase, go to MicroLifeFertilizer.com. MicroLife, making life better.
That looks fun.
I enjoy year-round.
Maybe why you and Dad started Nelson Water Gardens?
Hands in the dirt.
Things growing.
Changes you.
Ponds and water.
Changes your whole yard.
Creates a peaceful backyard getaway.
Anytime you want.
From a big pond.
To a pot garden.
Maybe a disappearing fountain.
We've been doing this 20 years.
Practically my whole life.
Nelson Water Gardens is a member of our family.
It's why folks say, this feels like home.
And find something worth taking home.
She's Anita.
He's Peter.
We're at NelsonWaterGardens.com.
You can find us.
Your home. Too hot? Too cold? Get it just right. Call 281-550-5640. Get Absolute Comfort Air Conditioning and Heating's 19-point checkup. How well your AC cools has as much to do with humidity control as it does with temperature. Absolute Comfort can also check static pressure, load calculation, and air balance. If your system needs attention, you can trust Absolute Comfort. Tom Tynan does. Call Absolute Comfort Air Conditioning and Heating at 281-550-5640. Have Absolute Comfort this summer. Online at AbsoluteComfortAir.com.
You want your garden and lawn to look fantastic? Choose the experts that Danny trusts to help your flowers flourish and your grass grow.
MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Nature's Way resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns.
Now more with the Home Show Garden Pros. Here's Danny Milliken.
All right, Danny Milliken is here. Also here with me from Warren's Southern Gardens up in Kingwood is Michael Wagner. Michael, how are you this morning?
Hey, I'm fine. Good morning. How are you?
I am doing great. It's a lovely day out there.
It's beautiful. May get a little rain this afternoon, but we'll keep our fingers crossed.
Is that good for you guys? Or?
It's not too good for us, but we need it.
Yeah, we do. The soil needs it. That rain over the weekend, it was just wild how the plants perked up. You know, when the plants get that rain, man, they love it so much.
They get the rain, they get the nitrogen, and everything is all good.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, really cool thing I learned about rain from a meteorologist was how it's electrically charged. So when it hits the ground, a bunch of ionic exchange happens. So a bunch of minerals are changing. You know, they're jumping from soil to plant root, or soil to other microbes, compounds are building, stuff like that. So rain, like, you know, 1 inch of rain, a half inch of rain is crazy good for the soil. And that's why we always see that big boost, is they're not just getting that water, they're getting a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff.
Well, I'm glad you're here, man.
Glad to be here.
We haven't been on in a long time.
It's been a while, yes.
We were like, does Michael hate us?
No, not at all.
No, I'm just kidding.
We're ready to go. Just get those garden questions rolling, and we'll see if we can solve some problems.
Oh, yeah, we will. We will. But we will. And so you guys are invited to call in, 713-572-4610. 713-572-4610. Kind of join this conversation with Michael and I. Michael and I are going to jump in. An important thing to start thinking about, and that is fall garden prep. You know, building fall veggie beds, kind of getting ready for planting. Because it really, it's into August. The super hot summer is, you know, ideally going to come to an end pretty soon.
Well, that's one of the things that we're really focusing on now is fall garden preparation, as you said. And it's a great time to get out, clean up your gardens. Any plant material that still looks kind of okay, put it in the compost pile. It has to go somewhere. If it's diseased or sick or blighted, I'd dispose of that. Pull any weeds that you may have in there. You may have a little problem with Bermuda. Sometimes we'll invade our gardens. Enhanced vinegar will do the job. It just burns the plant. It doesn't hurt the soil.
What is that enhanced vinegar?
The enhanced, usually it has molasses and orange oil combined with a 10% vinegar.
Okay, that's pretty cool. So it opens the stoma up. The molasses kind of tricks plants to open their stoma.
Right. Huh. Right, exactly, and it gets better into the plant. The 20% regular vinegar works fine, too. I'm just a proponent of the enhanced vinegar. It just seems to do a little bit better job and a little bit quicker.
But
you get a little bit of molasses in that soil.
Hmm. So the vinegar base is that 20% vinegar?
It's 10%.
Okay,
On the enhanced, 20% on just the regular.
Yeah, I was listening to someone one time talk about vinegar and how that you only needed 20% vinegar. So what you do is you buy vinegar and then dilute it with water to 20%. And they meant buy like white vinegar at the grocery store. And I was like, oh no, that's not what you do. Because the white vinegar you buy at the grocery store is already 5% vinegar.
Right. So don't dilute it.
No.
It's really not too good. 5 or 10%. 20 is better.
Yeah. But orange oil also is a pretty good, like, you know, plant burner.
Exactly.
Well, that's an interesting product. I had never heard of that, but I have like an area of my kind of front lawn that I took out the lawn and I made a nice gravel driveway around a big native bed.
Mm-hmm.
And man, stuff always is growing up through that gravel. And, you know, I used vinegar. I used kind of it's called Miramichi. And, it, you know, all of it worked pretty good, but I'd like to try that enhanced vinegar on it because does it work pretty good on Bermuda?
It works on any type of vegetation.
That's awesome.
So you have to control it. If you choose to use it in your lawn, you may get some burn on your desired turf, either Bermuda or St. Augustine. But in other areas, it's proven really well for us.
That's awesome. So first step, get in there, clean your beds out. I like that.
Get them cleaned up, fluffed up a little bit, and add compost. That is the key to successful gardening.
Now, if some plants are kind of hanging in there and looking all right, but it's kind of past their prime, is taking them out like a thing to do?
You'd almost have to take a look at the plant and see. If it still looks relatively healthy, it just may be summer stress.
Yeah.
And if you want to know, the best product, there's three products you need to take into your garden. One is MicroLive. Number two, I use microgrow granules, which is a dormant inoculant.
Yes, that's
so you're always adding some new things to it, and Ocean Harvest.
Okay, and that's a liquid seaweed sort of
liquid seaweed or Ocean Harvest.
Okay,
I like the Ocean Harvest better.
Okay,
and if you can give that plant a water soluble, you know, a soil treatment, and mist the foliage, and within 3 to 5 days, you're going to see a big difference.
Look at that.
It's amazing. It's almost like magic.
Do you guys hear that? So there's a little package there that Michael gave you to really green up some of your plants that are struggling right now. As you're cleaning up around them, you got some stuff you want to save. You do a little package. That's the kind of information you can hear if you talk to Michael. Just, you know, give us a call, 713-572-4610. And, join the conversation, 713-572-4610. Okay, so we've cleaned our beds out. What's the next step?
Compost. And I'd put probably 2 to 3 inches.
Okay, wow.
Just a light layer. And also remember, when you were working with organics and you get your soil and you're working with your soil, don't till. Please never till your garden. You break up a lot of the mycorrhizal hyphae that's in there. That's very beneficial. So with compost and your light topsoil, you should be able to use your hand to pretty much dig a little small hole to put a 4-inch pot or a furrow for your seeds, however you choose to do them. Just don't till it.
Okay. So you're kind of saying no, don't till on that front. Now, people have been tilling for a really long time. The idea is that you get the quantity or material down lower, right?
Right.
So speak to why that's maybe not necessary.
Well, I think most of it will filter its way down.
Yeah.
And into the soil, and just an addition each year as it decomposes is usually sufficient. So your soil as you go down 6, 8, 10 inches should be the same consistency as what you have on the top of the soil.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, so gravity's on your side in this case.
Exactly.
I think another element, if you're using compost, right, is it's alive.
Right.
And those guys are doing some tilling for you.
Exactly. So compost is the king right now. We're finding miraculous things by using compost.
Yeah.
So
I saw a pretty crazy video on the effects of tilling on earthworms.
Mm-hmm.
It was effectively, you know, like putting them in a blender was kind of
exactly.
The same effect.
Same effect.
Okay, so compost layer, 3 inches doesn't seem like that light of a layer, but I guess it gets smaller kind of as the air comes out of it.
Right. It'll compact pretty quickly.
Okay. Well, yeah, gotcha. Okay, cool. So, hey, did you hear about us going to 2 hours?
Yes, I did. That's great.
Yeah, pretty awesome making that move.
You can answer a lot of questions in 2 hours.
Well, yeah, you know, assuming we get the callers in, am I right?
Yeah, we get the callers in.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
So. Hey, you guys have a pretty viable, awesome Facebook page.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, and you guys are always doing something cool up there. I love that so much about what you guys got going on.
Well, we have a lot of things that we're in the process of doing. We're going to implement an informational-type lawn care club. It's really easy to do. It doesn't cost anything. Sign up monthly. We'll send you just a really short note of what we think you should be doing in your lawn at the particular time. Any alerts if we seem to have some insect problems or tree problems or anything like that, that the homeowner can very easily correct themselves. It doesn't always take a professional to apply a fertilizer or I don't like to use the word insecticide because I don't use them.
Right.
So, but we do have things that are all organic that we can usually take care of your situation. And I like to tell my customers when you have a problem or you feel like you have a problem, respond to the problem. Don't react to it. We had a lady in last week and she brought her citrus leaves in. Occasionally we get a little leaf miner, but these had these big orange splotches all over the leaves. Looked just like bird droppings. Well, I got them. I sprayed them. What are these things? And I said, well, those are called orange dogs. That's the largest butterfly that's in the North American continent, I believe it is. I'm not sure. Swallowtail. And so respond to what you have. Don't just run out and kill it. That's our problem that we have with our gardens now is we have totally deconstructed our ecosystem.
Oh, yeah, totally.
That we have that goes. So all the problems that you have, I feel like indirectly we have caused them, which we have. So
yeah, I mean, you kind of irresponsibly using fertilizers, the first
right.
one. I mean, it's crazy. We're going to take a little break here, Michael. And I do want to talk about a plant food that's not one of those ones that damages the soil, that actually can work with the soil to build it up. We're talking with Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens. You can join the conversation, 713-572-4610. This guy's a wizard, knowledge master, so any question is going to be a great question. Join the conversation, 713-572-4610. So I want to talk about Nelson Plant Food and their kind of brand Color Star. So they've done a really kind of important work of working with kind of traditional commercial fertilizer to see what affects soil negatively or positively. And so they've chosen a lot of things that affect it positively versus negatively. And I'm really proud of their work because no one else has really done that. It's a great way to get a ton of minerals in the garden, a ton of necessary nutrients for plants, especially flowering plants that make a lot of flowers. So if you've got a lot of flowers and you want to kind of keep them, bloom them, man, ColorStar is a way to go. And, you know, they crafted this for landscapers to use because landscapers needed something that was easy, that worked for a long time. Because really a lot of landscapers' money comes from maintenance and not just from installation. And so they need their clients to keep them around. So ColorStar ended up being what they use a lot. I had an experience one time at a nursery that I was helping out where their flats of color was fading. They had all these flats. They were healthy, but the flowers were fading, didn't put more flowers on. So we tried ColorStar on a recommendation. And it not only brought the color back, but that color lasted a really long time. And it was a bunch of different plants, pintas and vincas and a lot of summer plants that just were struggling. And they were able to sell them and then got a lot of compliments about all those flowers really sticking around. So if you got color in your yard, man, ColorStar is the way to go. And flowers use a lot of energy. So get some ColorStar or ColorStar Plus. Find them at any of our garden show locations, Garden Pro co-op locations, or just go to nelsonplantfood.com. Feed your plants. They're hungry.
Southwest Fertilizer. Sounds like the perfect place to find fertilizer. Yep, we do that. Southwest Fertilizer is also the perfect place for lawn and garden tools, organic supplies, the place to get your lawnmower fixed, blade sharpened, grab some wild bird feed, or simply find the perfect gift for your favorite gardener. Come see us at Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick. It's worth the trip. Bet you'll love what you find. Southwest Fertilizer. That's southwestfertilizer.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right, we are back. This is Danny Milliken with Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens. Michael.
Yes.
Doing good?
Doing well, doing well. One more little comment on Nelson's plant food. The ColorStar is a fantastic product. It goes into every container planting that we do here. We do combo planters for people, some custom, some just walk in and want something really pretty for their patio. So that goes into everything, and it stays in everything as long as we have that plant in stock. And one thing that I found, we have a lot of people come in and they say, I need to feed my palm. I need to feed my palm. Well, what type of palm do you have? It's a sago. Well, sagos aren't palms.
Yeah,
they're
exactly.
Cycads. They have a totally different metabolism than palm trees do. If you'll use ColorStar on your sagos, it is phenomenal.
Huh.
You won't believe the color and the growth that you get from them.
Wow, I'd never heard that.
And so I found that out a number of years ago. And anybody that comes in with a sago, you get ColorStar. No palm food.
Right, gotcha.
So it's an excellent product for that. So if you've got a sago that looks a little sad, most of them go downhill because they don't have enough magnesium. Palms need tons of magnesium. That's why you get these little yellow squares in your leaf. There's not enough magnesium for the chlorophyll to push it to all parts of the plant.
Gotcha.
So you get these little voids in it, but try some ColorStar and see the difference.
That's great advice, man. That's the kind of advice that you can get calling in 713-572-4610. We'd love to hear from you. Here with Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens. Lee, we're going to go to you. You are on Garden Pros. What's your question?
Oh, hi, Danny. I need to control grasshoppers in my garden. We have a mob of them. You got any way to control them?
Grasshoppers are tough. At one time, we had a product a number of years back that was used for grasshoppers. It's the type of insect that has to feed in order to ingest the toxin. So it's kind of a twofold there. I would probably use spinosad or neem, one of those products like that, to try to deter them. But, grasshoppers are tough. They destroy crops and crops and crops every year all over the world. So those would be my two suggestions. I don't know of them.
Yeah,
another way.
The one big thing is kind of planting a distraction crop or something like that can sometimes be good. Something like Malabar in the summer, or some like romaine lettuce in spring, things like that can sometimes distract them from a garden space. My dad told me one time, Lee, about how what they do in Africa is they'll put like a big screen out, a flat screen that drains into a barrel, and the grasshoppers land on the screen and all wind up in the barrel. And, then they eat them, but that's a little different than this situation. Well, hey, thanks so much for calling, Lee. Really appreciate the call.
Thank you, Dave.
Yeah. You can join the conversation too, 713-572-4610. Yeah, grasshoppers are tricky, Michael. They're big, they're big, true insects. Anything mm-hmm. like that's really tough. And it's not like they're stuck on your plant. They're mobile, they jump, they fly.
Right, they're here one day and out the next.
Yeah. So, hey, you guys, stick around with us. We're going to take a quick pause in the conversation. Now, you can join the conversation too, 713-572-4610. We would love to hear from you. Here with Michael Wagner, knowledge specialist, super, super smart gardening expert from Warren's Southern Garden. So later on the show, at the 8 o'clock hour, we'll have Danny Linderman in, and we'll be talking a lot of different grass subjects. So keep in mind, we do love – this show is all about helping you be a better gardener. So you got two great knowledge experts here that can help you out. That number is 713-572-4610, and we will be right back.
Hey, down here, it's your lawn, and I'm not happy. Why you feeding me chemicals? I'm made of natural stuff, bub, like bacteria, humus, beneficial bugs. Keep feeding me steroids and harsh sprays, and I might just curl up and die. Instead, use year-round organic lawn solutions. They keep lawns like me healthy organically, so I can fight off those brown spots, the chinch bugs, and the pests. Keep me and my lawn relatives healthy and happy. Visit yearroundhouston.com. Yearroundhouston.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right. These are the Home Show Garden Pros. Michael Wagner from Warren's Southern Gardens and me, Danny Milliken from Memorial Park Conservancy. We are here. We're talking about prepping the bed for fall gardens, time to do some cleanup, time to get some compost in, kind of in the middle of that topic. You can join the conversation, 713-572-4610. That's 713-572-4610. Call to get help on any gardening subject. Ralph is going to get some help right now. Ralph, what's your question? You're on Garden Pros.
Good morning. Y'all certainly have a good program here, something I never heard on all these other garden shows. Not tilling my garden in. I always did put my buddy big tiller in it. I got a large garden, and do you compost it and or just on top?
Yeah, I believe Michael's. That's your suggestion, right? As to
I'd put the compost on the top. I don't think it's necessary to till it in. Nature will take care of it, and it'll. Gravity will pull it down into there. I'm always concerned about mycorrhizal. And to me, that's one of the most important fungi that we can have in the soil because it does so much for the plant as far as reaching out and getting nutrients and water. And it can get where plants can't go. That's kind of a neat deal. Mycorrhizal is in the soil. It's everywhere. But my question is, well, how close is it to your tomato plant that you just planted? Are the roots going to expand far enough to get over there and get into it? So I'd just like to recommend using mycorrhizal fungi when you plant your garden. Put a teaspoon or so in there and sprinkle it around the root system. And you'll see a big, big difference in the summer, especially when it's hot and dry and you're watering. This stuff is just... it's fantastic. It's just the greatest thing in the soil, as far as I'm concerned, my opinion only.
Yeah. Well, I really appreciate that, Michael. Ralph, I have a question for you. Hey, and thanks so much for calling in about the, your butter beans and your tomatoes and all that stuff, all those different times. I, really appreciate you being a fan. Absolutely. So why do you till? Like, what's the reason for tilling?
Yes, sir.
Ralph, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, okay. Yeah, well, because I wanted to loosen up the soil. It did great on that part of the garden, but I got my butter beans on my fence, and it's just they're not blooming. They bloom, but the bloom's all falling off or something. I needed to know about the butter beans. I did a great garden. Everything, I got a whole big garden and a whole lot of different things, but the butter beans this year just aren't making yet.
Hmm. Yeah, you know, I don't know about on the fence. It might be where they're not getting enough sun. So you're saying to loosen up the soil is a big reason you till. Ralph, we always love it when you call. Thanks so much, man. You can join the conversation like Ralph, 713-572-4610, 713-572-4610. So, Michael, butter beans.
Blooming and not setting, I would think temperature probably right now.
Yeah, just a bean.
It's
blazing
just
hot.
The heat.
Yeah, just so dang hot.
Exactly.
I know that, you know, it's really, it's too hot. And, you know, a lot of tender flowers don't like being outside. You know, accountants. No, I'm just kidding. Not to offend any accountants out there. But but it is really, really hot outside. But that's kind of why we got to start thinking about what's coming next. It's really easy to get focused on what's happening right now. But pretty soon, you know, August is going to be gone. It's going to be September. And we're going to be wishing we got some new plants in. And to get new plants in, you got to prep your beds.
Exactly.
Yeah. So Michael Wagner is here from Warren Southern Gardens. And we're talking fall bed prep. Great things you can do right now in your beds to get ready to have thriving beds here in a little bit. And, you know, it's the things that you kind of have to do, frankly, right, Michael? It's not like things you can skip aside. So
preparation, I think, is probably the key right now to be ready to respond to the weather. It cools off. You want to have your area ready where you can come in and get your lettuce plants, your broccoli, your cabbage, all the cool weather things that kohlrabi and mustards and spinach and all those things. And fall is a fantastic time to garden in Houston. We get at some point in time, we'll get some nice cool weather, and lettuces and things like that are just so easy to grow. People struggle with vegetables, and there's really no need to start your tomato seeds now. We've got a great selection of organic tomato seeds, 10 or 15 different varieties. It's a good thing to start now.
Well, let's definitely, we got to take a little break, but we'll dive into that tomato seeds and vegetable gardening here in our next little conversation. But I will say that, you know, Warren's is going to be a great place to go grab that stuff if you're up in Kingwood. If you're down kind of in the southwest Houston area, a great place to go is Enchanted Forest to grab that stuff. So Enchanted Nursery and Landscapes in Richmond is there. They have two places. They have Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. And so they're both beautiful, unique destinations. They're really places where you can, like, feel at home, but also feel like you've been transported to kind of a peaceful place. They're really serene spots, gorgeous. So striking display gardens. They got tons of plants, shrubs, and trees. It's one of those places where, like, you get the smells, you get the sights, and you get the sound all kind of happening at one time. And they do have, you know, good vegetables. So if you wanted to get the tastes, you know, you can kind of sneak yourself a pepper or two. Don't tell them I told you that, though. Bunch of really pretty stuff. They have a great selection of roses. It's one of the best spots for roses in the city. You can get down there and look for your rose if you're a rose person. But they've really created an environment that inspires, educates, and strengthens our bonds with nature, which is really kind of what gardening, in a sense, is all about, is like getting connected to something bigger than ourselves. And Enchanted Nurseries is a great place to do that. So they've been connected for a long time, for three generations. They love it, too. You know, one of their slogans is family owned, family fun. And they mean that. They're passionate about this. It's a great place to go learn, answer any questions. Man, their staff is so knowledgeable. Again, just beautiful plants. So Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping, two Richmond locations, Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
The great outdoors. It's where landscaping and lawns live. When summer sizzles, they're not going inside for relief from scorching heat. No, they're counting on you. Give landscaping and lawns the help they need. Add MicroLife organic fertilizer. It enriches soils and plants with billions of beneficial microbes and over 100 minerals. MicroLife granular and liquid fertilizers, providing plants in the great outdoors with what they need to thrive all summer, meaning they'll use less water. MicroLife, making life better. See how. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right. Here are the Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. That number to join the conversation, 713-572-4610. We need like a jingle for that. We'll get Will working on that jingle. This is Danny Milliken here, one of your garden pros. One of our also garden pro experts, Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens, is here. Great brain to pick. You know, if you've got a question, a burning question about your lawn, about trees, Michael, how long have you been kind of leading in this industry?
Well, leading, I don't know that that's the proper word.
Not the time for humility. No, I'm just kidding. No.
I guess that I originally started in 1964, and I took a summer job at the first retail garden center that was in the Southwest.
Wow.
In Austin. And it just became a passion. So, you know, I've studied and learned, and I've been to so many CEU classes and A&M studies and wherever I could get my information.
Right.
And so it's just a passion. You have it or, you know, you don't have it. It's just really important to me to try to help people learn a little bit about gardening and learn a little bit about their environment and learn about the problems that you have. Get a solution for it. Get an answer.
Right.
We have people that come in. And they'll bring me a list of products. There's 7, 8, or 9. So we've been trying to get rid of this, and these are what we bought. And I said, well, number one, you bought the wrong product. And number two, they're all the same thing, just a different label. So many times I will really talk myself out of a sale because I think their problem is so simple. That a strong stream of water or a good soapy solution will take care of their problem.
Yeah.
We have to learn to coexist with nature. As I said before, all of these problems we create ourselves. Everything that we do gardening, to me, is totally unnatural. That's not the way things are done. So we have to try to create the best environment that we can for what we're trying to grow. To me, green belts are a perfect example. I've never seen little elves out there running around feeding trees and spraying and picking bugs and all these kind of things. It's an ecosystem that takes care of itself.
That I don't think they come out when you're watching. They only come out when you look away.
Yeah, probably late at night when I'm asleep.
Yeah.
But gardening is so much fun. It's so easy. You just need to do one or two or three right steps. And you can be out there picking lettuce and picking okra and tomatoes and all these different kinds of things with just a little bit of knowledge and a little
absolutely.
Bit of the right product, you'll be fine.
You're absolutely right. Okay, hey, we actually got an email question in, so I'm going to have to read it to you. I'm going to go ahead and read it in a different voice so it doesn't seem like me.
All right.
Okay. I've heard that marigolds deter pests in the vegetable garden, but I cannot get store-bought marigolds to stay alive and grow. Only about 5 out of the dozens I've planted have survived. What do you think the problem is? Is there a trick to keeping them alive? Should I grow them from seeds? And that question's from Louis Greco. So, marigolds staying alive in the garden.
Well, marigolds are pretty tough little plants. They are used to deter spider mites.
Okay.
They really don't deter spider mites. The spider mites go to the marigolds, and once they destroy those, they go to the tomatoes.
Okay. But, so that might be what's happening.
I would think marigolds are pretty heavy feeders.
Mm.
They really like fertilizer and to keep them nice and green and a little bit on the dry side.
Okay.
They don't like really wet feet. So I think maybe seed or plants, either one would be fine. There's two or three near Ceres. There's one that I really like. It's called Hot Pack, and it comes in about three or four different colors. Really compact, really short, heavy bloomer, and very little problem. But keep them a little bit on the dry side and get some of that color star worked in those beds.
Gotcha. And that, you know, and the color star at the right time of year will help the tomatoes, especially when they're young. Michael, we're going to take a break. When we get back, we're going to really dive into what to do after we've prepped our beds. So we're just going to take a pause for a little bit. Still got a lot of show to come. Michael's going to be on for another 17 minutes, something like that. So get your questions in. We really have one of the top knowledge specialists in Houston on right now. So love to hear you guys' questions and always learn when y'all call too. So 713-572-4610 is the number.
Native plants, hardy, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with house plants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com.
What a blessing to have my home filled with beautiful natural light. Innovative skylights helped us go from dark and gloomy to bright and beautiful with new skylights. Innovative skylights installed several Velux sun tunnels in the hallway and a Velux solar venting skylight in the kitchen. Amazingly, we just got a 30% tax credit on our kitchen skylight, practically paying for the skylight. Thank you, Innovative Skylights.
Call 713-466-1551 or visit InnovativeSkylights.com.
You want your garden and lawn to look fantastic. Choose the experts that Danny trusts to help your flowers flourish and your grass grow.
Year-round, organic lawn solutions safe for your pets and family. Nelson Plant Food. Feed your plants. They're hungry.
Now more with the Home Show Garden Pros. Here's Danny Milliken.
Here's Danny Milliken, and also here is Michael Wagner. Michael, yes.
Yes.
Okay, so my question for you is, as we're planning to plant the fall garden, is it too soon to do, what seeds are good for putting in the ground versus seeds for putting into pots and growing from pots?
Well, I think any of the seeds can be planted directly into the soil.
Okay.
I usually prefer to use little peat pots and various things like that. It's just a little bit easier to control. You plant your seedlings and then we get one of our 3 or 4 inch rains. It may be a little bit of a disaster. So there are all types of little peat pots and Jiffy Sevens and things that you can start your seeds in. You can use Dixie cups, whatever you may have that'll hold a little soil. Be sure you put your drainage so the water drains out. Keep them in a shoebox or some type of carton where you can kind of manage them, set them outside, water them, and they should germinate within, 5 to 7 to 10 days. Or you can come in now and buy tomato plants. There are a few varieties that are ready to go. I like to put them in gallon cans to start them off and get them rooted and get them acclimated to the heat and then plant them out later.
Oh, wow.
A little bit early for lettuce and some of the cool weather crops, broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower. That should be probably mid-September to October 1. And we should have a good selection of things like that. We actually have one of my little favorite growers is going to come out in September 1 and show us a lot of new introductions in lettuces and just different garden plants that will do extremely well here during the winter.
That's really fun.
It's kind of nice to have a choice of 10 or 15 different types of lettuce that will all do extremely well here. Easy to plant, easy to grow. Go out and pick your salad each night.
Absolutely. Yum.
Nice and fresh.
Love being able to do that. Just go out and kind of snip a little salad and it always tastes a lot better that way too. So what kind of tomatoes are you recommending for people to plant for the fall garden?
We'll have the standards. We always have Celebrity and Big Beef and some of the standard tried and trues, one or two of the cherry tomatoes, perhaps some Sun Gold or Sweet Chelsea or Sweet 100, Sweet Million, some of those things like that. Sometimes there's some varieties that you would particularly like to grow or you've had and you can't. That would be one you would want to grow from seed for right. yourself. So you'd be sure to have that particular variety
that, gotcha.
That you're looking for. But also we talk so much about tilling and our garden and our compost. Don't forget, you can do beautiful gardens in containers.
So true.
So I've grown tremendous tomatoes before in pots. That's everything I do are in pots.
Okay.
Lettuce can be grown in little low bowls.
Yeah.
You know, a 12 or 14 inch bowl. You can make a salad bowl. You can do herb gardens. You can add a little cilantro, a little basil, thyme, whatever you might want to have. So you can have all these little gardens and things, and they don't take up a lot of space. And many of the herbs are really quite attractive, even the tomatoes. I think they're pretty cool when they're growing and see the yellow blossoms and get some fruit set on them. So yeah. It's a nice container. So don't think you have to have a garden or a raised bed. You can do lots of vegetables in pots.
In small spaces. You guys got any classes coming up soon?
We do. We're going to have our fall festival the first weekend in October. I believe it's October the 6th.
Ooh.
So we're going to have a big pumpkin smash, and we've got some food trucks and some guest speakers and a few things like that. We have a class on September 1st on fall gardening.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So get that on your calendar.
Yep. Come by. We've got all these programs and things that are coming up through the next year on a nice little piece of paper, color printed, and you can take it home, put it under your refrigerator, and you won't miss a thing. But a lot of good things coming.
Well, that is awesome. I got to tell you, Michael, thanks so much for being on. You really, so much knowledge, and I love hearing you share it, and I always learn quite a bit. So thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So either Michael or Diane will be back on the show. August 25th. So mark your calendar for that and get ready with great questions there. Love it when they're on. You can kind of join our conversation, 713-572-4610. But Warren Southern Gardens is just a beautiful locale, beautiful place to kind of get, walk around, see everything. They have gorgeous, gorgeous flowers, great selection of small trees, shrubs, all that stuff. So that's up if you're near the Kingwood area. Beautiful spot up in there. Really worth just a day's visit. If you're not in Kingwood and you find yourself you're up 249, head on over to Plants for All Seasons. We recently did a really fun Facebook tour. By the way, our Facebook page is awesome. We got a lot of really cool videos on there. Tip pictures. I just put a picture up about some lawn problems that I saw a friend had and kind of conversation going on that. But we did a Facebook tour of Plants for All Seasons, and man, it's just a really cool spot. So I love it because just when Sherry's on here, she talks about soil first. Well, the first thing you run into when you walk up to Plants for All Seasons is they have their soil up front, and they only have really great soils. So soil section, you walk in their little room, and then I was really wowed by their seed wall. They have this huge wall of seeds. And it's also not, you know, wildflowers and flowers, but a bunch of vegetable seeds up there. Really amazing selection. And also a bunch of the apparatus to grow it on there. That was a really cool thing to see. And just it just reminds me, you know, when people carry a lot of seeds, it means they know a lot. It's kind of that close of a relationship. When they have good seeds, they have good knowledge. Then you kind of go outside. You go past the compost tea brewer. Pretty cool. And then you have the plants. So many beautiful plants. Well, I took a quick right and went straight to the herbs because I like the smellies. So great herb selection there at Plants for All Seasons. Beautiful stuff. They also do really cool things. They have tons of gardening classes. Kelly and Sherry just, you know, love teaching, love educating, love getting people kind of aware of more things. And they also do custom potting. So I saw this, you know, people bring in like their hanging baskets or their pots that are like kaput, that are dying out and dying, and they'll refresh it. They'll like add new plants to it, kind of, you know, feed it again, get it healthy. And it's a really cool thing to be able to do, to always have a really fresh pot Always available. That's a really kind of cool service that they offer. So Plants for All Seasons has been family owned and operated since 1973. So quite a long time. And it's just north of Louetta on 249. Really easy to get to. So get over there and get your green on. That's Plants for All Seasons. Visit them online. Plantsforallseasons.com.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted nurseries and landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run. Sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Your house, your castle. But pollen, mold, and mildew have it looking like a dingy old cave. Make one call. Clean and Green Solutions. Dirty siding, stained driveway, patio, or deck. Let the certified home show pros clean your home's exterior until it sparkles. Insured, fully trained, using the safest products available, Clean and Green Solutions will protect your investment. Houston's better soft wash and pressure washing company, cleanandgreensolutions.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right, you are back to the Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. This is a show where really we talk about gardening. We talk about, you're getting professional knowledge, expert knowledge on all things gardening. We had an awesome first hour with Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens. And I love being able to say that. We had an awesome first hour, and now we're about to have an awesome second hour, which is so exciting to me because it's like we really, as we get into the role of the show and the rhythm of the show, it always seems like then we're done. So I'm going to take just a brief moment to talk about all of the ways that you can connect. There's so many kind of cool ways. So one is our Facebook page. So like, I know you guys know what Facebook is. If you don't like us on Facebook yet, you're missing out because we post a ton of videos on Facebook. And really the videos, you know, if a picture says 1,000 words, right, a video says more because you get to see some hands-on tips from these professional gardeners that really know what they're doing. So we cover things like indoor plants, getting the most out of flowers, great companion plantings, you know, seasonal vegetable topics, water topics, fountain topics, all these cool topics we get to with those videos. And really they're housed at our website, homeshowgardenpros.com. But you can ask us all of them in Facebook, and we roll them out. Also, Facebook's really cool because we're really like talking about what the co-op members are doing. So all these classes that are being offered, all this advice that's being given, it can be really centered on our Facebook page at Home Show Garden Pros. It's just fun. You can also really like ask questions there. So you can message a question to me on there. You can post a question, post some pictures on there. The best place to give us pictures, however, is at homeshowgardenpros.com. There is a Ask Danny a Question section, and basically you fill that out, and you can send me pictures if you want to, but I answer that question. So I answer those questions on there, and you get really kind of a detailed answer. And really, like, all the people that have done that, I think, are pretty happy because we end up having a pretty long conversation about it. Because really, if anything, the show and me and my whole kind of passion and goal in life is getting people more connected with their garden, the soil, the world, you know. Gardening is such an easy way to get connected. And so I don't believe in black thumbs. I believe that people aren't bad at gardening. They just kind of aren't doing some of the things they need to do. So some people it's overwatering, some people it's underwatering. So, you know, a lot of different kind of ways to do it. As we take a break before we go to the next hour, I'm really, really excited because Danny Linderman's going to be joining us from Enchanted Nursery, or just Enchanted. And, you know, we'll be talking about summer lawn care. We'll be talking about irrigation. We'll be talking about kind of trying to diagnose, you know, verbally some of those problems that you'll see a lot. Really excited about Channing joining the Home Show Garden Pro family. Also, anybody that calls in with a question in this hour, will get a 7-pound jar of MicroLife. So, and you redeem that at any of our Garden Pro Co-op locations. But that's a great way to get a really good product and a good answer to your question. So it's a gift that keeps on giving twice. So stay with us through this break. This number, you can call in now, get in line, 713-572-4610. That's 713-572-4610. Look forward to talking to you soon.
Where are you taking me, Tom?
Behind the scenes of the Sports Radio 610 Clock Tower, Danny.
They have one?
Every station does. Hand me that wrench.
What are you doing?
Tweaking the works. Moving Home Show Radio back 1 hour. There, 9 to noon.
9 to noon? What about that 8 a.m. hour?
All yours and the Garden Pros.
2 hours of Home Show Garden Pros?
7 till 9.
Hey, can this thing make us younger too?
We're going to need a bigger wrench.
Synchronize your watches. Home Show Radio starts at 7 a.m. with the Garden Pros. Now on Saturdays from 7 to 9 a.m. Then Tom Tynan, 9 till noon on Sports Radio 610. The Garden Pros will be right back.